Flying stars skim across a lake towards a distinctive pyramid-like mountain with a snow-covered peak. The stars form an arch over the mountain. Paramount, a Viacom CBS company. Paramount Pictures presents An Artist's First Production. A modest two-story house at dawn. Inside, a photo of two teenage girls at prom, holding up makeup. A woman talks on the phone, still in bed.
What? He was just at the bar without any security or anything.
Wait, I haven't gotten to the best part. Next thing I know, we're in his hotel room and he's lathering up my titties with their little bar soap. It's crazy because I'm not even attracted to him.
He's got no ass. You're more of an ass girl.
Exactly. I like my men to have ass and D. Okay? I don't care if they can read.
Another woman also in bed.
But let me say, Barack Obama straight fucked the shit out of me.
What?
But I couldn't even enjoy it. I was feeling so bad for Michelle the whole time.
I told you not to read her book. It's ruined all my fantasies about him. I can block out his mom genes, but not Sasha and Malia.
Their bedroom doors open into the same bathroom.
What was his dick like this time?
It was dignified and confident. That dick was presidential.
Mel
first?
Puts toothpaste on Mia's toothbrush.
I'm just gonna dry shampoo.
Why? It's not even greasy yet. You good?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Why is dream sex way better than real sex?
Because they come when you want them to.
Girl, that is so true. Yeah. When I'm done, they done. Hello.
They spit, then later they drive off in a red sedan. A series of clips through the years. The women as young teens applying makeup to each other. Middle school, a photo captioned Mia and Mel forever. As high school teens, Mia and Mel give makeovers to students. Words read, prom week specials, get your prom makeover by Mia and Mel. Photos of Mia and Mel in a dorm. College. Words read, student-run classes, M&M Beauty Tips 101. A photo of Mia and Mel smoking pot. Mia and Mel at a makeup compounding table in a garage. Garage startup. Words read, local girls' home enterprise takes off. A billboard in Atlanta featuring an exotically beautiful woman, Oviedo. A sign over a small store, Mia and Mel, grand opening. Cosmetics Week headline reads, local entrepreneurs Mia and Mel doing well. Rows of cosmetics bearing the logo Mia and Mel. Main title reads, Like a Boss. The red sedan is parked in front of the store, Mia and Mel. They walk in. A woman applies makeup to a teenage client in braces.
Hey.
Hey. How was your night, Sid?
Yeah, how was that muffaletta?
Oh, well, I ended up eating the whole thing, and then I realized that I didn't take the paper out between the cheese slices. Oh, I'm a little backed up.
That's okay. Good fiber.
You're probably gonna shit a novel.
Oh, God, I sure hope so.
Mia looks at Sid's work.
Wow, Sid, let me step in for a minute. Can I tap you out?
Guess what? We have the best makeup artist in the house, one of the owners.
In a back room.
Hey, babe.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
Did you finish up that last batch of plum lipsticks?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. When did Mia mix that? It's gorgeous.
I know, right? She's a genius. It's infuriating.
These aren't done yet. She didn't finish the mascaras?
I don't like snitching on your non-sexual life partner.
Yes, you do, Barrett.
She ate some weed candy and said she'd finish tomorrow.
Okay. I'll clean it up in a bit.
So where are you headed to tonight?
Homecoming.
Homecoming? Okay, what color is your dress?
White and gold.
White and gold. All right, so now let's...
Mel inspects an invoice with the words past due. She looks at Mia with a worried expression.
Pluck them too much, okay? Because thick is where it's at.
So gorgeous.
Thank you.
Homecoming, I hear?
Yes. Can I see?
First, I want you to say, I'm a badass bitch. Look at me and bow down.
But don't tell your mom.
I'm a senior. Give me a fucking break.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I'm a badass bitch. Look at me and bow down.
Yes, take a look.
She stares amazed.
Oh, my God. That's me.
And remember, no sex tonight, okay? Homecoming sex is the worst because your date gets to dance and they get all sweaty. And that sweat gets trapped under their cummerbund. Then that moves down to Funky Town, and that's how you get a yeast infection.
And you don't want a yeast infection.
The girl nods.
Plus, you know, you're only super tight for a limited time, so you don't want to waste it.
Amen.
Mia nods with a smile. The girl signs her receipt.
Thanks so much for everything.
All right.
Bye, baby.
You look gorgeous.
Have fun tonight. Be safe. If you're not safe, name it after me.
Well, you didn't charge her the full amount.
We gave her the cute nerd discount.
We've talked about this. Guys, we're barely keeping our heads above water.
We're doing fine. The one-night stand kit is selling like crazy.
Yeah, I can't make them fast enough.
I know. Maybe that's the problem.
But if you can't get it, that's what makes it cool.
Yeah. People love being denied.
Quality is what we do, right? I mean, we don't want to mess up our street cred, right?
Mel gives a hesitant nod.
Right, right.
All right, well, we're going to Kim's baby shower. See you guys tomorrow.
Oh. Mia kisses Barrett.
Actually, no. We'll be back. We'll see you this afternoon.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Barrett and Sid laugh and exchange looks. The red sedan pulls up to a mansion. Mia parks alongside a row of expensive, shiny cars. Inside, the house is decorated tastefully with shiny balloons in silver and pink.
Kim's house get even bigger?
She probably had one of those Japanese toilets installed that blow dry your coochie.
A beautifully decorated living room.
Wow. It must be nice having money.
Hi!
Kim, who is pregnant, and two more friends approach. One friend holds a bottle of champagne. The other holds a baby.
You guys are so sweet to always do our makeup.
Well, we want you to look good, and you do. You look real good, pregnant girl.
Thank you. I actually feel amazing.
Just wait.
Mel looks at the baby.
Little Ryder. He's such a little cuddle bucket. So chubby.
I know. His little fat folds catch all the food I eat. Same, girl. Same over here.
Hi.
A handsome waiter wheels in a cart.
Timing.
Where should I put it?
Over here is great. Come on in.
What did you guys do?
This is a little something to show your future.
It's a baby birth cake with a doll head emerging from pink folds of icing and drips of red sugar.
Is this vagina eating this poor baby doll's head?
Is this chocolate sprinkles your pubes?
Oh, my God. This is so beautiful.
You talking about this frosted replica of your vagina?
Kim nods.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Ew.
I got completely waxed, though. I want a clean workspace for the doctor.
That is so considerate. I made them find it.
I can't believe you don't want one of these.
Are you talking about a pussy cake?
No, a baby. You know our businesses are babies.
Hell yeah.
I know, but I just get worried that, you know, you guys are going to wait too long and miss out. We got time.
Yeah, Janet Jackson had a baby at 50.
Exactly, and you can have a successful career and a baby. I'm doing both. I'm losing my fucking mind. I had a dream last night that Ryder was crawling around on the floor. There were a bunch of mouse traps, and they kept taking pieces of him away from me until there was nothing left. Oh, you gotta do it!
Mel and Mia chuckle half-heartedly.
So how is the business going?
I mean, we don't have shit tons of money, but we're doing pretty great.
Oh, really?
Really?
Seriously?
Okay. So you're
okay.
You're okay?
Online sales are very strong.
And the store, is business picking up there?
Well, you know, homecoming season just started, so we're getting those clients. You guys should come and check it out.
Yeah.
Later, Kim opens gifts.
Margo. Okay, what's next? What's next? What's next?
Oh, this one is from Mel and Mia.
Oh, my God.
Kim opens a little pink bag.
Baby's first makeup kit.
Oh,
so cute. A little baby lipstick.
Yeah, babies can use it. Make them look smaller.
I'm gonna steal that baby's makeup.
I know.
My goodness, this is so clever. Where'd you get this?
We made it. We have our own makeup company.
Good for you. My youngest daughter, she sold her alkaline water company for $4 million.
What?
Mia frowns.
Have you had a valuation of your company yet?
No. Not yet, Aunt Margot.
Oh, well, don't worry. It comes at a cost. Oh, she's always been so driven. You know, she just had her first baby last year.
Mm, well, congratulations, Grandma Margot.
Margot gives a strained laugh.
Thank you.
Upstairs, Mel and Mia smoke a joint.
What a rude-ass woman. What does she do, huh? She just gives her rich old husband hand jobs. I mean...
I love when you get mad like this. I wish you would do this in people's faces. Why you don't do that?
Because I got you for that.
This is true.
That's what I got you for.
I got your back.
She didn't know what she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter with the uranium.
You mean alkaline.
Wasn't it uranium?
No, she said alkaline. Alkaline water trying to get people pH balanced.
What? Right. Can't believe her.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep it 100.
Right.
Her daughter a hoe. Let's just keep it 100. You know what she looked like? She looked like a messed up Betty White.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she really looked like George Washington.
Yes, yeah. Like she's straight off the Quaker Oats box.
Mia coughs while Mel giggles.
I just look at her and want to start boiling water.
Mel waves away the smoke. Mia hands her the joint.
I gotta open the window. Hold on.
It is kind of smoky. And I feel like eating some oatmeal right now. You feel me? With some butter and some brown sugar in it. I got the munchies.
Mel turns and freezes.
Is that your stomach?
She points.
It's Ryder.
What?
Somebody's here. Hi.
Ryder lies in a crib.
Let me put this out.
Wait.
Okay.
Wow.
Mel takes one more drag on the joint.
It was so quiet.
I know.
I didn't see him there at all.
Girl, put that shit
sorry.
Out. Put it out.
Mel drops the joint into the crib.
Damn, girl.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
It rolls next to Ryder's face.
That baby look like he's smoking.
Mel reaches for it.
Wait. Hold up. Hold up. Better look at this.
Mia snaps a photo.
Terrible people.
Man, not terrible people. That baby's sleeping good. He probably gonna be a philosopher when he grows up.
They head out of the room together. Kim's friends are on the staircase. Mia and Mel hurry back to the room.
Just watch Ryder. He sleeps.
Okay, come in. All right, you gotta hide.
You need to see a baby sleep to...
Out the window. Let's go.
Mia and Mel climb out on a roof.
Come on.
Below them is a swimming pool. Party guests chat on a poolside patio.
Okay. I love our friends, but I can't handle the judgment today. I think I can do it. I can jump in the pool. Let's go.
Hell,
I can make
no.
it. Come on, let's do it. What is that smell? Is that weed?
Oh,
Kim?
Oh, no. Somebody's been smoking weed in here.
Who smokes weed in front of a baby? Kim!
What's going on?
Kim and her friends lean out the window.
What in the literal fuck?
Hi.
Kim, such a beautiful shower.
What did you guys do?
Nothing.
I'm so sorry, but I don't think he was inhaling. Like, it was just what? A tiny little bit. I'm so sorry.
He didn't? My baby was there for like a minute? No. Okay, your baby is fine. Not high, nothing.
You guys, why didn't you invite me to smoke with you?
You know what? We are not in college anymore, okay?
None of y'all bitches is better than us, okay? All of y'all got issues.
You know what else we got? We have homes because we have actual accountants and not just using TurboTax, the trial disc of TurboTax. You should get at least the full version. Mel, you are a mess.
You stay off of Mel. Y'all need to understand, okay? This is my friend and she is a good person. And if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't even have a storefront because she got the good credit. So don't you talk shit about my friend.
Are you fucking kidding me? You clowns need to get your shit together.
Mel gasps.
Well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, bitch.
What are you doing?
Girl, I'm not messing up this good hair.
Here you go, Auntie Margo.
We out of here. Come on, girl.
Mia pulls off her extensions and throws them. Aunt Margo catches the hair as Mia and Mel jump off the roof into the pool.
It's not her real hair.
No, it's a cultural thing.
The next morning, Mia and a young man cook in the kitchen. A hungover Mel moans.
You better flip that flapjack. Flip it. Smack it. Flip it.
Too loud. Oh my God, so loud. Just like 10% less.
It's the other half of peanut M&Ms.
What?
Well, because you're M&M and your friendship is so awesome, it's nuts.
No, Carrie, that's very sweet, but no.
Sorry if my booty call kept you up last night.
No, I slept fine.
Oh, good, because I had to work off that extra vagina cake. Right on top of Harry. P.S., Harry's not really Harry. He's smooth like a CPR dummy. Not really my type, but, you know
he can hear you, babe. He's right there.
Oh, no, don't worry about my feelings. Mia and I are completely honest with each other. This is the healthiest relationship I've ever had. No contract.
I'm so happy for both of you.
She just a little bit bitter because she didn't grow up with open communication.
No, but I had your mom, and she was the best. She was the coolest, Mia's mom.
What's she like?
Super duper dope.
Actually, she left us his house when she passed away.
Love you, Ma.
Love you too, Ma.
Oh, what does your mom do, man?
Meth, mostly.
Yeah, she's a cook.
She's been clean since 2000, never.
Her sense of humor's a little dark, but I love it.
Can I get a pancake, bro?
It's the handsome waiter from the baby shower.
Okay, Mel. Well, damn, looks like I ain't the only one that got broke off with some D last night.
Hi.
Hi.
The man smiles at Mel.
I actually, you have to go because I'm going to church.
Oh, okay. Can I call you?
No, but thank you.
They embrace awkwardly. He gives Mel a confused look.
Door's just there.
He leaves.
Damn. Got you some dumb dick last night, huh?
Please.
You guys are so cool. I love the idea of being your age someday and still living with my dudes.
Huh? Ouch.
I don't listen to nothing he says, girl. I just watch that velvety mouth move and think about it all in my nooks and crannies.
He gives her a sexy look, then later, at a coffee house.
Our friends have homes, families, lives. Is it weird that we're still roommates?
Who cares if we still live together? We are two badass queens, like those bitches who raised Wonder Woman. We a tribe.
Yeah, right. We are?
Yes. We shouldn't feel guilty about putting our careers first. We're just acting like men. We've worked our asses off. We've opened up our own store. We're winning.
See, black girl, white girl, you know, to show we do both. Got it all together.
In the shop.
Ah, there they are. Hey, ladies.
The geniuses are back.
A well-dressed man smiles at them.
You're acting weird.
Oh, well, we were just showing Josh the new changes to the website on Wix.
Since he's part of the industry.
No, sorry, we're not hiring.
Are we all here now? Let's do a roll call. Mia, Mel, Gray.
And Sydney, featuring Barrett.
And who the hell are you?
I'm here on behalf of Claire Luna.
Oviedo Beauty, Claire Luna?
Oviedo Enterprises International, Claire Luna.
Of course.
Claire's been monitoring your online sales for the last several months. And this is Clever.
Yes. One night stand, our single-use makeup kit you can just throw in your bag. It's our best seller.
Claire likes this. And so she'd like to sit down with you at her earliest convenience to discuss investing in your company.
What? Are you serious?
Sid covers her mouth in shock.
Obviously, Claire has excellent taste, but we started this business so that we didn't have to answer to anyone. Thank you for stopping by. And you are the cleanest man I've ever seen.
Josh frowns.
You should hit that bee.
Please.
Barrett rolls his eyes. Mia walks in back.
She's too much. Give me a second. I'm gonna be right back. Don't leave.
Mel follows Mia. Sid leans into Josh and sniffs deeply.
You really do smell fresh and clean. You know, like a thermometer before it goes in your butt.
You don't even want to meet her?
No. We said we'd never sell out.
I know every time I talk about financials, your eyes glaze over.
Nope. I have chronic glazy eye. That's from the weed. We know this.
Right. Well, I haven't figured out a way to tell you this. We've never really recovered since we opened the store.
Stop it. You're being overly dramatic.
Mia, if we keep going like this, we're gonna have to close in like 6 months.
Mia looks at Mel in shock. Later at the gleaming Oviedo headquarters, Mel and Mia wait in a posh lobby. Small drones fly around them.
The hell? Y'all got birds in here?
Don't mind the drones. They're a gift from an admirer of Claire's. Not supposed to tell anyone who it is. Jack Dorsey of Twitter.
Ooh. But still, like, you didn't tell anyone because I don't know who the hell that is.
The receptionist blinks, then looks away.
We shouldn't be here.
You want to just let our store close?
Is it really that bad?
Mel gives her a troubled look.
You know what? Don't tell me.
Okay, okay. I won't tell you.
Mia sighs.
Okay, tell me. I can handle it. Come on, bring it.
We're $493,000 in debt.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. I know I've let us down. I'm sorry.
Mia shakes her head.
It's hard for me to tell you these things.
Stop it. We'll figure this out together. Okay?
A drone flies too close to Mia. Startled, she swats it to the floor, breaking it.
What are you doing? What did you do?
He attacked me twice. Why are you taking this time?
We're gonna get in trouble. What are you doing? Look at us.
Go on and put that in your purse.
What?
Put it in your purse. You a white woman, okay? You will not go to jail. Two different laws. Put it in the purse. You got that white privilege. We're not getting no jail time.
Mel stuffs it in her purse. Josh walks up.
Should I come back another time?
No. I was just a little stretched. I'm so sorry. I have a tight calf. I ran a marathon this morning.
Smooth.
They ride up in a glass elevator through a large open building. Open walkways surround the open space filled with attractive workers. Banners with the Oviedo logo hang down past the walkways. Josh shows Mia and Mel into an opulent office with glass doors.
Claire will be with you when she wants to be.
Mel looks around, impressed.
Oh my God, she has a Wigner swivel chair. That's a $10,000 chair.
That is so stupid.
$10,000.
Claire walks in, holding a golf club.
Hello, you fabulous women.
She wears gold high heels.
Mel Page and Mia Carter. Two-time Atlanta small business women to watch. $21,000 in online sales last month. Best friends for 22 years. Impressive.
Her orange dress matches her fiery hair.
I'm Clara Luna, which means clear, brilliant moon. The literal translation is clear moon. The brilliant is implied, but you can just call me Claire.
It's such an honor to meet you.
The honor is always all mine. I am so proud I found you.
No, you didn't find anything. We've been here.
Ooh, Mia. You're spicy.
Claire smiles.
I like it.
The drone in Mel's bag shakes and vibrates.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My phone is buzzing. I apologize.
She slaps the bag. She slaps the bag harder.
It's very loud. I'm sorry.
She reaches into her bag. The drone flies out.
Oh. That's weird.
See, what had happened was there was flying in it.
Claire hurls a stapler, smashing the drone in mid-flight. She smooths her hair.
Was that hot?
Sure.
The three walk together.
Are you a golfer?
Oh, no, it's just something to fiddle with. You know, some people do it with toothpicks, the kids with their boogers.
Hey, some grown-ups with the boogers, too.
You do belong here. I want to send women in the same incredible journey.
Look, Claire, our brand has value to us. We want women to realize that they're already beautiful, not that they have to paint it on or cover it up. We want them to shine from the inside out. Understand?
More than you think.
Mia and Mel exchange looks.
You think I don't understand where you're coming from, but I understand more than you understand I understand. Mel, like you, I come from rough beginnings. And Mia, like you, I have a passion for mixing color. We both started our own business, all on our own. And I have a mole on my face, just like you do.
In a conference room.
I want you to feel the bliss of looking at your products displayed on a high-end store. I want to see your reaction when you are looking at your bank account and you realize you're millionaires.
Man, I was shit right in the middle of the Wells Fargo.
Oh. Okay.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, get ready. I'm going to pay for your debt completely for 51% of your company. And I want to introduce the Mia and Mel line for Oviedo at my upcoming launch party. And if that goes well, I am going to invest an additional $1.7 million on you.
You're literally saving our lives.
Mia squints at Claire.
Can I give you a hug?
No, no hugs. We're not taking that offer. She is going to control our company, and that's not what we're about.
Okay, if you could just excuse us for un momento.
Covering their mouths.
Please. You trust me?
I don't trust this bitch. We don't have a choice. I'm telling you, I know a lace front when I see it. That's not her hair.
Please.
No.
Why? Mia,
no.
Trust me.
You can't do it now.
Mia smirks at Claire.
My best friend and I discussed it. The answer is hell no.
Claire takes a deep breath.
Okay. I'm gonna do something I've never done, but I think you two are worth it. I'll retake only 49% and you maintain controlling interest. Happy?
I still don't like that.
If you could please just give us a little time to think it over and talk about it.
Okay. It's a big decision.
Josh offers Claire a chocolate wafer.
Don't rush it.
She'll need an answer by tomorrow.
Mia and Mel drive down a street at night.
So
I don't want to talk about any more of this Claire Luna stuff.
So I'll talk about it then.
Mel makes a sharp turn.
Oldie baby driver, where the hell are we going?
That was intense. We need a drink.
Mia gives Mel a skeptical look.
It's karaoke night.
Night at Oviedo headquarters, carrying Claire's purse, Josh opens an elevator and spritzes it with perfume. Claire enters the elevator staring at her phone. She inhales deeply.
Why did you give them 51% stake in the company?
Strategy, Josh. And I'm gonna get everything I want from those girls. Because no one stays besties once money comes in. Money changes everything. And if it doesn't, I will.
You're a bitch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mia and Mel at a karaoke bar.
All right. Two Peach Rocks for my two roadside peaches.
Oh, thanks.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Mia and Mel drink.
Mia, it's like we've sacrificed our whole lives for a chance like this.
So this is you not talking about Claire Luna?
This is me talking about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Our next two ladies, please welcome Mia and Mel!
Mel smiles at Mia.
Are you serious?
We haven't done this one for a while.
Girl!
Mel drags Mia on stage. The crowd cheers them on.
Love lift us up where we belong.
I know what you're trying to do. We haven't worked our asses off to be here.
On a mountain high.
What if we lose our freedom?
We'll lift us up where we belong.
Don't stand there and karaoke me.
Far from the world.
No, you tripping, right?
We've dreamed of this since we were teenagers.
No, you've dreamed of this since we were teenagers. I just wanted to be a boss.
You saved my life when you took me in. Now let me pay you back.
Mia frowns, shakes her head.
You know what? Okay, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Long as you stop singing, let's blow the fuck up. Let's blow it. Make up.
They embrace. In the Oviedo offices, Claire greets Mia and Mel, followed by two handsome men.
Hello, ladies. Do you know Greg and Ron from Get Some? Greg and Ron, these are...
Mia and Mel from Mia and Mel. No introduction needed. We follow you on Insta, and you are such an inspo.
Ration.
And you are in cosmetics as well?
Yeah.
Where, right? Two straight dudes?
We thought you were gay immediately.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, we feel the beauty industry needed fresh eyes on women's makeup. Shatter some myths.
Let's just be real, right? Who are women trying to make themselves look beautiful for?
Themselves.
Each other.
Men. It might not sound woke, but we're just trying to be authentic. Modern women admit they want sex and they want to look hot.
That's why our slogan is simple and to the point. Get some,
look hot.
Mia and Mel look nonplussed.
That is simple.
Thank you very much, guys. You know your way out.
Ladies.
Come on in, ladies.
Love you.
Greg and Ron leave.
Those guys are knuckleheads, but they're very ambitious. I'm thinking of buying their company, too. We'll see. Okay, ladies. Just one more provision. This is gonna be a really intense process. And in my experience, business and friendship don't always mix. I guess what I'm trying to say is if your partnership gets into any kind of trouble during this process, if one of you quits the company, I will take 51% controlling interest.
Well, that's never gonna happen. We've been best friends since middle school and our friendship makes our business better.
Yep, we rock solid. So you don't have to worry your pretty little head.
Oh, my head is not little. It's just that my breasts are humongous.
Josh frowns, blinking.
That's just what I was thinking.
Mia gives Mel an annoyed look. Josh hands the contract and a pen to Mel. Mel signs.
OMG!
She takes a selfie as she signs. Claire watches as Mel hands the contract to Mia. Mel gives Mia a reassuring nod. Mia signs.
Congratulations.
They all stand.
Now we celebrate.
Claire snaps her fingers. Josh taps his watch. Claire dances, eyes closed. Mia and Mel watch, confused. Claire does a slow turn. Mia begins to move, joining Claire in an awkward dance. Mia frowns at Mel. Claire beckons to Mia.
Come on, Mia.
Chale, chale.
Mia finally joins in, uncomfortable. Claire snaps her fingers and stops dancing.
Please stop. Okay, we celebrate it. The launch party is in 6 weeks. I need you to come back with a presentation for what your company brand will be under my banner. Mañana.
Of course, no problemo.
Mia and Mel grab their bags.
We got this. Thank you.
Later, at the shop.
Well, 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 is this what those Claire Luna coins get us?
Barrett holds a silk scarf.
You get us such fancy gifts, but I love it.
We wanted to. This is a big moment for all of us.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here without you guys.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Gorgeous. Okay, so how are we going to rebrand for Claire? What is our story?
I'm a divorced pet lover. You can use mine.
Sydney. Love you, love your story. But I think we should just stick with our own story. You know, keep it real.
We can't go back to Claire and tell her what we've come up with is for just keeping it real. We need to try something new. Let's zhuzh it up a little bit.
Did you just say zhuzh?
We gotta zhuzh it up.
Zhuzh.
Don't be so judgmental.
let's focus up. What is the intersection between what Claire wants and what we do?
Barrett, Sid, and Mel look at Mia expectantly.
Come on, girl.
We need you, Mia.
You know you're the idea woman.
Look, good ideas do not come to me if they are forced. I have a process. Let's go out.
Please. Girl, what?
Harry's throwing a last-minute birthday party. We can swing by there, have one drink, and then I can give him his birthday present.
We've got a presentation tomorrow. This is, like, seriously important homework.
Look, there'll be young girls there. We can ask them some questions, maybe come up with some ideas.
Later, at a house party. The place is packed with young people. Harry walks through the crowd into a room filled with dancers. Mia and Mel dance together in the middle of the room.
How about day-to-night opalescent powder called Sparkly Face?
How about I gotta give Harry his birthday gift, so you ask some of these other people around here what they do with their makeup. I'll be right back.
Mia, I can't. We don't have time.
It's just a happy birthday.
Mel watches frustrated as Mia joins Harry and drags him up to a bedroom.
Come on, we gotta make this fast, because Mel and I got work to do. You know, I'm so excited for you guys. I've been smiling all day. You always smile all day. Now, come on.
This is great. Yeah,
no conversation. You young people always trying to narrate your whole damn life. It's like having sex with somebody on Instagram Live. Mm.
Mel looks around the room and sees two younger women dancing together. She approaches them, dancing awkwardly. They all smile at each other.
Hey. You girls are so cute. Tell me about your makeup.
Actually, don't wear any, just sunscreen and lip plump.
Get out. I think I see some shadow there.
Are you Melissa's mom?
Fuck off, are you? About you, Ginger?
All my makeup is semi-permanent.
Ouch. Thanks for nothing.
Mel dances off awkwardly while the girls exchange looks. Later, Mel watches two energetic young women.
I can't believe you left me to go look for that guy.
I know, I'm the worst. He was like so much shorter up close.
He was short from our way to begin.
Hey, girl.
Mia joins her.
Where you been?
Sorry it took me so long, but I was destroying Harry for all future women.
Is that Tip?
No, it's Rich dressing. Bagel chip.
Hero, I am so glad I
Mia and Mel watch the girls fondly. Later, overlooking downtown, they share a joint.
It's weird how scary the whole world can be. And then your person shows up, and you're like, I'm good.
And how, like, our eyes are just wet security cameras in our head, gathering just data.
Mia stares at Mel and exhales.
I think I smoked too much.
Yeah.
Thank God I'm not alone. I'm really glad you're here.
Always. You're my ride or die. I'm always here for you. Like you for me. Remember when my mom passed? I wouldn't have made it through that funeral without you. Everyone coming up to me. If there's anything I can do for you. And they walk away before they find out if I needed anything. And here you come, with the four Filet-O-Fish sandwiches.
The pickles.
Them salty-ass french fries, and a chocolate shake spiked with the Captain Morgans. That was exactly what I needed. We're so lucky we got each other.
We should get some french fries.
Mia smiles at Mel.
I got it.
What?
I know what we can do. And Claire Luna's gonna love it. But first, let's get them french fries. Hey, my name's Mia. What's yours?
Ellie. Jess.
Tell me, what do you guys love about each other?
Recording the two girls they saw earlier, then later, editing footage.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this one.
Just this make one. It go.
Where did you meet?
was actually a Halloween party.
Oh, what were you dressed as?
Destiny's Child, but there was five of us.
Mel and Mia laugh at the footage. Later, pitching to Claire.
We want our products to make you feel like you just found your person in the crowd. Happy and safe.
No matter how much you see your flaws, your person is always standing there reminding you, you are beautiful.
We want to create a line that instead of hiding your flaws, boosts your best parts. We'd call it Proud.
Mel shows Claire a video presentation on a tablet. The word Proud on the tablet screen, followed by footage from the party. Claire smiles.
Proud Mary.
My grandma used to play it all the time. She said, that's the voice of a woman that's ready to turn up the grade.
Mm-hmm. We want it to be our anthem.
Her eyebrows. Always. Always look perfect. Look at them. I love her skin because it's flawless. Like, my best friend has no flaws, okay? And she has dimples. They're so cute. She has natural eyebrows. She doesn't have to fill them in.
Claire sets down the tablet.
How can you turn off Proud Mary before it gets to the fast part? Who does that?
This is the opposite direction to what you should be heading. This is all wrong. Too sentimental, mushy, cheesy, sappy.
Josh giggles.
Cornish, not sexy at all.
Sorry, I think Mia was just thinking that...
Mia frowns.
I'm sorry. We were just thinking that the best kind of relationships and the best kind of makeup make you feel beautiful.
Then stitch that on a pillow, honey, and sell it on Etsy. I am asking you to push yourselves to the edge. I want you to be fierce. How far are you willing to go?
Far. We can go far. I know we're fierce. We're totally fierce. That's why we're friends. We're going to push you to the edge.
So afraid you're going to fall off.
Yeah.
But you're not.
But you're not.
You're not.
You're not.
You're going to fall into beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And be beautiful.
And you're going to push it.
In like fierce beauty.
Yeah.
Claire stands holding the golf club.
Are we selling animal cookies? I need you to be fierce yourself so that you can inspire the ugly people to buy themselves into gorgeousness. Listen to the word. Fierced. Fierced. What is it saying to you?
I hear fear, then erst.
I hear that too.
Fierced.
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 Now whisper it. Feel it.
Claire smashes a flower vase with the golf club.
Daring, unexpected, exhilarating. That's fierce. Can you be fierce?
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes, we can certainly try.
Get the car in my purse.
Josh gets up. Then later, Claire and Josh at the shop.
Okay, girls, this is what you do well. The rest of it? No.
But you've only chosen lipstick and foundation.
Yeah, and you said you loved our one-night stand.
That's because it was a fabulous idea when it came out years ago. Now it's boring. You need to evolve.
That's what I've been saying.
Exactly, she gets it. I need a new, exciting idea.
Mel and Mia nod.
Now, anyone? Don't just wait for Mia, Mel.
How about a...
Mel and Mia exchange looks.
Custom blended two-sided lipstick, and you can pick... whichever shade fits your mood.
Josh shakes his head.
Yes.
Yes.
Josh nods.
That's the kind of creative juice I'm looking for out of you. Great juices. You follow them. Follow your juices, Mel.
Yeah, Mel, follow your juices.
Josh frowns.
Okay, just be respectful.
You be respectful.
Look, I'm not arguing.
I'm not arguing with you either. It's
not. Do you two need to fight in private, or shall I count to 10?
Count to 10, because I got more shit to say. Look,
she's trying to help us evolve.
Trying to help us evolve. What are we, Pokemon?
No.
They whisper in each other's ears.
Relax.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Sid stamps her foot.
Hello. You know, fighting isn't always bad. I mean, I used to have sex with my husband, just amazing sex after we fought. And then... he started having amazing sex with himself. And, well, you know, then we stopped fighting and now we're not married.
Sid beams at them. Claire and Josh look at her, baffled. Later, Barrett mixes a compound in the workshop while the others look on.
How many can you do in an hour?
Around 75. But I don't.
because I'm not showing.
I can do 300,000, and I do. But it's so nice to see that they're actual artisans that still work with their hands. It's so romantic. Thank you, Barry.
Barrett.
Barrett.
Claire gives him a big fake smile. Outside at Claire's limo.
You have to fire him.
What? We can't do that.
We're not gonna do that.
I'm gonna be mass producing your products now. Sadly, he's obsolete.
With all due respect, he built this business with us.
Did you know that I had a partner when I started out?
Shay Whitmore.
Josh! We don't say that name.
Mel and Mia look at each other.
That woman and I met in college.
They were freshman roommates.
Josh! Whose story is it anyway?
It's yours.
We were best friends and in business for 12 years. And then I had to fire her.
Damn, that's some cold-hearted shit.
If you want to be businesswoman, you're going to have to make many tough decisions. He's got to go.
Mia and Mel exchange deeply concerned looks. Josh opens the limo door for Claire. Dejected, they watch as the limo drives off. In a restaurant, alone at a table, Barrett looks at a menu. At the bar, Mel downs a cocktail.
I'm sorry. This is just really hard for me.
Well, it's not easy for me either. Let's just not do it then.
No, you heard what Claire said, okay? It's easier for you. That's why you should do it. You're meaner.
You're meaner on the inside? It's like you got a little Mr. Krabs living inside of you.
You're right. You're right. I'm secretly meaner.
Barrett eats. Mel and Mia watch him, nervous.
This arugula, good as hell. You know they call it rocket in Europe?
What the fuck is that?
It's arugula, honey. That sounds better, right?
Mel, don't you have something you want to say?
Mel nods and looks at Barrett.
Barrett.
Barrett continues eating his salad.
What? Go ahead, spit it out.
Yeah, spit it out, Mel.
Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
I love your suit.
Oh, thank you. I do look good in a tartan plaid, right?
Mia bangs the table and tilts her head toward Barrett.
Barrett, we love you. You're fired.
Barrett drops his fork.
What? Mel! They're outsourcing our production. We're sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hands on his temples, Barrett stares at them.
You know what?
I knew this shit was gonna happen. Fuck the both of you. Hey, don't hate me. Hate Mel. It was her idea.
What? What's your idea about?
Okay. I knew this one was a pickle beast. But you, Mel, you want to fire me and you make Mia do it? Shame on your house.
Wait. Firing you is not my idea. I promise.
Well, we wouldn't even be here had you not pushed me into letting Claire do a grab job on our company.
She saved our company, which was about to go broke.
Oh, yeah, and everything's so fantastic now.
No, nothing's fantastic now.
Hey!
Barrett claps at them.
Witness my tragic moment.
Other diners turn to stare. Barrett puts on his glasses and flings his napkin on the table. He rises, staring at Mia and Mel. He walks to the door, turns dramatically, and faces the dining room. He pushes through the door. Outside, he places his hands on the window and looks in. Wilting, he finally walks off.
Happy birthday!
Night at Kim's house. A chef leads the friends in a cooking class. Mel glares at Mia.
Thank you guys so much for doing this for my birthday.
Oh my God, maybe anything.
Ladies, now if there's one thing that I have learned in my ceviche journey, it's that it's all about the right amount of cilantro.
Is it just me? Or has working with Clara Luna made y'all fancy? Because I'm getting a fancy vibe. Oh, don't they feel fancy?
No, she's a very impressive person. She fucked
Drake.
Is that true?
Wow. Just stop, okay? Because you are gonna make Mel jealous. Because she wants to fuck Claire Luna.
Okay.
Mel gives Mia a dirty look.
Well, you sure showed us. We're just so sorry that we ever doubted your choices. So proud of you.
Thank you.
I never did doubt it.
Yeah, I was mostly
but me. I just have to say that I'm looking around the room at these ceviches, and they all look beautiful, but Mel, yours looks best of all.
I appreciate that, Brooke. Thank you.
Look at that. The lady in charge complimenting Mel ceviche. You gonna suck her dick, too?
I'm not interested in sucking Brooke's dick. I think you're just jealous because Claire likes me more.
Brooke tries to regain control.
Why don't we move it on to the chili rellenos, shall we? So step one, we want to add a little bit of cheese. And step two, I actually don't have a penis.
But if you did, we would suck it. Oh.
She's over the legal limit.
Actually, I'm very happy for Mel that she finally found someone that likes her more than me.
Jill winces.
Success has changed you.
It's changed something, that's for sure.
I would express more shock, but I've had so much Botox.
Okay, it might be time to kick it up a notch. So I happen to bring with me some ghost peppers. Ooh. I will pass them around. Ladies, I'm telling you, they are very spicy. Just a little sliver goes a long way.
Oh, wait, hold up. Maybe you want to call Claire and ask her permission to use a ghost pepper.
Claire, hello? Are you on the line?
Just call me when you grow up, okay, me?
Oh, when I grow up?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm grown. I'm real grown.
Oh, are
you? You don't want to cry,
really?
Baby. You don't want to cry all the time. Oh. Why don't you call Claire and cry to Claire? Go cry to Claire.
The fake crying is going to make me lactate, but this is great.
Man won't let me kiss your ass.
I think they're really mad at each other.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we do something?
No. No, I have not seen adults be shitty to each other in a minute. This is better than watching that little bitch Caillou. Oh,
who the fuck is Caillou?
He's this kid on Nickelodeon fucking idiot.
Why don't we actually move it on into the living room for some mezcal? And some tequila.
Brooke?
Yeah. Dick or no dick, I love that, Brooke.
It's no dick.
I would watch it.
That's enough.
Mel lingers in the kitchen.
I run this company.
You run company.
Glancing up to make sure no one notices, she chops one of the ghost peppers.
You cry to Claire.
Mel lines one of the green chilies with the chopped ghost pepper.
Chilies are ass.
She covers the pepper with cheese. Later, around a table.
Well, this is the first alcohol I've had since the baby's born, and I gotta tell you, it feels right.
Brooke serves the cooked rellenos.
Well, bon appetit, or as they say in Espanol, buen provecho.
Oui, oui.
Mia slices her relleno. Mel watches her take a bite.
I want to do more of this. You know, like, have a birthday, you want to make changes.
Oprah says you don't start living until you're 40.
You okay?
Yeah, but you know, it's spicy.
Oh, yeah?
Mia
drinks
her water.
Well, Mexican food is spicy.
Very hot. Nobody else lips are burning?
Mm. No. Right.
Yeah, just ease up on the... Have some water.
Chef, do ghost peppers get hotter when you cook them?
No, it shouldn't. Not if you just used a sliver.
Sliver? I want to see that movie.
I learned how to masturbate with that movie.
Sliver?
That's not right.
Moaning, Mia gulps her water.
Yeah, just have some water, honey.
It's okay. There you go.
There you go. That's better.
That's right.
Mia belches.
It's getting hotter. It's hot.
Mia grabs a bowl of cheese and shoves it in her face.
Why is she eating like a dog? Use a fork. You look disgusting.
She heaves, spitting the cheese onto her plate. Mel stares at Mia, increasingly concerned.
It burns so bad it hurts!
Mia bangs the table and jumps up. The blonde friend performs the Heimlich maneuver. Mia spins with the blonde friend on her back.
Did it work? There's some bread. It'll soak it all up.
Oh, that's a lot of carbs.
It's only 20 points.
Here you go, honey.
Yeah,
milk.
The milk.
This is what I do with Ryder. Mama's feeding you milk. There you go. There it is. There you go.
Nice big drinks.
There you go. It's goat's milk. It's thick.
Mia spews milk all over Jill.
This is the first motherfucking night since I had Ryder that I washed my body. I did my hair. I put on some makeup to hang out with my girls. Instead of staying home eating wet Cheerios stuck on my baby's crevices and his thick little thighs. Fuck you, Mia! Fuck you!
Stung, Mia looks at Mel, who slowly hides behind Kim. The next morning, Mia is on the toilet.
Ooh, I pray for the healing of this booty hole. Please heal this booty hole. This is bad.
She winces and shudders, her eyes closed. Mia gets up. Mel opens the door and waves her hand in front of her face.
I'm in here. Yeah, that's you. That's your fault.
I'm so sorry again about what happened last night. I lost my mind for a minute. I don't want to fight with you. I just want us to work together and make this deal happen.
Mia turns her back on her. At the shop, Sid yells at Mel and Mia.
Why the hell did you do that? Barrett's my best friend. And he's brilliant and he's tender and you hurt him.
We didn't have a choice. It sucks for all of us.
No, but he was my person. You know, and I know he's never going to be my husband. And thanks to my therapist, I'm learning to accept that.
Would you like a hug?
No, I don't want a hug.
Mel turns away.
What are you doing? What is wrong with you? Yes, of course I would like a hug. I don't know why you wouldn't know that.
Claire and Josh enter.
Surprise! It's the angry carrot. What can I get you? Nothing good.
Okay, girls. Show me the presentation on the two-sided lipstick idea you came up with.
Well, it's just everything has gotten a little sidetracked because of what happened with Barrett.
Oh, my God! He's not even here anymore, and he's still slowing down production. Come on, okay, show me what you got.
So here we have two normal lipsticks, and the idea is if we just join them together, you just stick them together like that, like real hard, like they're, you know, like it's two dogs mating.
Mia wears an amused expression. Claire's arms are crossed.
My Oviedo customers do not want to think of the penis of a dog rubbing on their lips because it's disgusting.
Yes, disgusting.
Two dogs copulating? That's what you came up with?
We're so off track. That's not what I meant. I just got...
This is appalling.
She points at
and
Mia.
It's your fault. You cannot let the other one get in the middle of the creative. That one does the accounting. You know her limitations. You failed her.
You blaming me for the dog sex lipstick?
Yeah.
I don't know what you want, but this is not how you're gonna get it.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I love dogs when I was little. I mean, not their dicks, but...
Josh and Claire leave. Outside, Claire smacks Josh with her handbag.
I bet you that little bag is made out of his foreskin.
Josh opens the car door for Claire.
I think we really disappointed her. Take a lift.
Josh closes the door and heads back inside.
Hey, so Claire's decided that she's gonna bring a different company to the launch party instead of you.
Whoa, what?
What bitch is taking our spot?
It's actually two men, straight guys. You know them. Get some? She bought their company.
What? Those Maroon 5 looking dudes?
Okay, you guys, they've actually got a proven track record. They created the online dating app Postdate.
What's Postdate?
It is a totally gross and chauvinistic app where guys can go on and tell women they've previously dated what was wrong with them to help them out.
Yeah, I'm on it. My landlord said that my teeth are too sharp.
Why would Claire even want to be associated with those pigs?
She didn't, okay? That is why Claire is so upset with you. She is a feminist. And now because of you guys, she has to go with two dudes.
That makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll explain. Good news, your debt is paid. Bad news, Claire's never helping you again. And per your contract, you now have to give Claire 49 cents of every dollar for the rest of your lives.
Josh smiles.
So yeah, keep moisturizing, because you're going to need those locks.
Chuckling, he leaves. Sid pulls up an ad on her phone.
Are these the guys?
Greg and Ron singing in a beach scene. Two cherries play along a woman's lips.
The lyrics are beyond offensive, but the melody is beautiful.
Get some, and you'll get some.
What happened to her whole thing of mentoring women to recreate her sweet rise?
I don't know, but she ain't getting away with this shit.
Mia and Mel drive.
We're getting out of this deal. She's done messing with us.
I really thought she was going to take care of us. I believed her. And she's such a lying snake.
Really? That's all you can come up with?
What is she? What would you call her?
I would say that she a yeasty-ass, pussy-ass, tomfoolery-looking motherfucking... I don't even know what tomfoolery is, but it seems like something that fits her. She got blue waffles. You know what blue waffles is? That's when your coochie look like it's from The Walking Dead. Because she ain't shit.
Mia and Mel stride through the Oviedo lobby. The receptionist gives them a fake smile.
Claire's in a meeting right now.
My Payless Bogos is about to be in a meeting with your ass. Right now.
Mel's phone rings. The receptionist goes back to her own phone.
It's Claire.
What?
Mel answers the video call.
Let us up there.
Right now.
No. Maybe next time somebody gives you an opportunity, you'll step up your boozies instead of wasting it. Ta-ta!
The receptionist gives them a smug smile. Mel and Mia sprint for the escalator.
Come on, girl! Go, 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 go!
Marcus, get them.
We coming for you, Claire!
Go, go, go! Come back here!
Stand down, sir! Thank you, sir! Stand down! Thank you!
Let's not make this hard, ladies!
Thank you very much, sir! Goodbye! Goodbye!
Marcus and another security guard chase them. Mel throws makeup at them.
Go, 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 go!
Stop right there!
We're just coming to meet with Claire! Everything's fine!
Mia smacks Marcus with her bag. He falls back.
I think he could be dead.
He's good. I saw his legs move. Oh, my God. Okay. Shit.
On the high walkway, trapped by security guards.
Okay.
You know what? There's been a misunderstanding.
We're here to see Claire?
We're here to do services on Claire Luna.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We are going to bleach her butthole, and it's really big. That's why there's two of us.
Exactly.
You need to come with us.
Get away from me!
Mia throws her shoe at Marcus. She throws the other shoe.
Son
of a bitch! Right in the nipple! Get Claire Luna down here right now, or I'm gonna jump.
Pronto. What?
Yep, I'm gonna jump.
Mia climbs on the railing.
Yes, we win.
This isn't funny. No, I don't know.
We're gonna paint this whole downstairs with blood, teeth, and hair.
No.
Let's do it.
Mia!
We are not bluffing! Get Claire Luna right
now!
She slips and grabs a hanging Oviedo banner. Her toes hang on the ledge as she clings to the banner, seven stories above the ground floor. The banner slides through her fingers. She's horizontal. Mel and the guards grab her feet.
This is not what I wanted to happen, Mel. Don't you fucking drop me.
Trust me, I got you.
Claire walks out to watch the commotion.
Don't you drop me.
I'm never gonna let you go. Okay. I have you.
Mia lets go of the banner. Mel hangs on. Three drones fly up to them.
I fucking hate drones! Ah, shit!
Grab the flag! Come on, let's go!
I didn't kill your cousin. It was suicide!
Help me, guys!
I'm so glad I'll be planking.
Josh uses the golf club to help pull Mia back to safety.
You know this is my favorite position. That's my favorite right there.
Mia sees Josh.
What you doing here? We're waiting for Claire.
I'm a tiny, 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 tiny bit impressed.
Claire sits, arms crossed, and glares at Mia.
That's quite a scene you made in my house.
And I'm not sorry at all.
Neither am I.
Claire turns her glare to Mel.
Actually, that's a lie. I am very sorry and embarrassed. I apologize for the both of us.
Don't apologize for me.
Okay, I won't, but I apologize for me. Can you please just give us another chance?
I don't want another chance. I don't want to be in her world at all. And here's what's about to happen, okay? You giving us our company back.
No problem. You just pay me back the $500,000 that I paid for your debt, plus interest, plus $4,000 for the drone you destroyed.
You destroyed it.
Fine. For the drone you were going to steal and you made me destroy. Let's just call it $600,000, shall we?
Mia jumps up, grabs the golf club, and walks to a window.
You can add this to my tab.
She shatters one of the windows, which partially collapses. Claire watches her, arms still crossed.
Was that fierce enough for you?
Mia tosses the club. The rest of the window collapses.
I know the real reason why you keep messing with us. You can't stand to see two best friends living their best life and running a business together. It's the only thing you've ever failed at in life.
Claire turns to Mel.
Do you think she's right?
No. You're successful. You're independent. I mean, who wouldn't want to be you?
What do you think, Mia?
She's telling you what you want to hear.
I think you're right. And that's smart. She knows where the power is.
Mel nods.
I'm going to gift you one last chance. I host an event every month for insiders. It's called Beauty and Bubbles. You ladies are gonna do a live tutorial there. And if it's well received, then you're back on track and I will present you at my launch party. If you mess it up, then you're out.
Thank you so much.
No way.
With a glare at Mel, Mia steps over the broken glass and walks out. In the elevator, Mel and Claire.
It's like she says no to things just to piss me off. I feel I have to walk on eggshells when I'm around her or she'll freak out.
You remind me of myself. Oh. When I was whiny and weak and lame. Remember my former partner?
Shea Whitmore?
We don't have to say that. That woman disagreed with every single thing I did. Eventually, I had to stop telling her things. I was keeping things from her.
Same, but I don't want to do that with Mia anymore.
Then you have to stand up to her, like I did with Shay. Nothing will change in your company until you change. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Claire stares hard at Mel, who nods and looks down. At night, in their home, Mia paints gloss on her fingernails. Mel walks down the stairs, sees Mia, and hesitates. She gathers her courage and heads down.
I need to talk to you. We're going to Beauty and Bubbles, and I'm not taking no for an answer.
I'm not going.
No, you are going, okay? I'm not asking you. I'm telling you.
Mia looks up skeptically.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mia looks back down at her nails. Impulsively, Mel knocks over the bottle of polish.
Oh!
Mia frowns at her, annoyed.
You can clean that up.
You've been doing cocaine and didn't ask me if I wanted some. That was a lifetime promise.
Please. You know that I won't be able to live with myself if I don't at least try.
Mia shakes her head, relenting.
Okay. I'll go. For you.
In a warehouse studio, Claire addresses an audience between two fancy stages.
Hello, you fabulous women. Welcome to my ongoing series, Beauty and Bubbles. Tonight, we are going to pit two emerging cosmetic duos against each other, and you get to decide which one will join my Oviedo empire. From Mia and Mel, please welcome Mia and Mel.
Mel and Mia walk up, confused.
What is this,
Claire? And from Get Some Cosmetics, please welcome Greg and Ron.
Get Some, Claire Bear.
Our gorgeous guinea pigs are Layla and Lola Farrow.
Two identical young women step on stage.
Twins?
Whoa.
Okay, Greg and Ron, show us what you've got.
All right, let's do this. Get some.
Yes, sir.
Have a seat, m'lady. You know what? We are going to turn this face from meh to magnificent.
Mia, Mel. Come on, girls.
The two teams work on their models. Claire takes a seat. Josh hands her a glass of sparkling wine.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Your skin looks amazing. What do you do to keep it up?
I drink a lot of water.
That is the key.
When they get pissed off, it's over.
Gorgeous.
Put some lips on you and it's all gonna
smile be great. For me? Okay, don't smile. Let's do the pout.
We don't fix teeth here.
What do you love about makeup?
I love how fun it is. And you're like, oh my God, I'm hot.
Who do you think is gonna crack first, Mel?
And longish.
Yeah.
You just need to shine a light on them with a little bit of
mascara.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Beautiful.
Thank you.
No, I was talking about his technique.
Thank you.
Mel brushes eyeshadow. Mia works on Layla's lips. Mel smiles at Mia.
It's beautiful.
Josh sets a red box on the floor. Claire steps onto it.
Now, let's see how everyone did. Mia and Mel, walk us through Layla's look.
Yes.
Layla's makeup is elegant.
Mia and Mel, we're not about painting it on. We don't like that. We like to see it shine through. Look at you.
Thank you. Now, fellas, show us your look.
Voila.
Lola is heavily made up.
Lola is a very cute girl, but we knew she could be a stone-cold fox.
So we started with an all-over matte foundation to cover up all her flaws. Then, of course, we finished it with our signature Get Some Poppin' Cherry Lipstick.
Lola, Layla, please come closer.
The sisters step forward next to Claire.
It's funny. It's almost like a before and after, right?
Everyone laughs except Mia and Mel. Mel grabs Layla's arm.
Actually, we're not finished yet.
What? We did what we wanted. Leave it alone.
We're not done. We just have a little more work to do on our twin. Okay, just give me a second.
What are you doing? What is wrong with you?
I'm fixing this.
Mel adds more makeup.
You can't keep trying to please someone who keeps screwing you over and over. She's not your mother.
Mel, you are so right about her. She really is ruthless when she doesn't get what she wants. I see what you mean by always having to walk on eggshells around her.
Mia rounds on Mel.
So that's what you're doing? You sitting around talking shit about me with Claire behind my back?
I just don't know how to deal with you sometimes.
Well, you could have figured that out a long time ago by just trusting me. You don't have to deal with me no more. I quit.
Mia walks off the stage. Claire sighs with a faint smile. Mel looks at Claire with a sad expression and follows Mia. Outside, she catches up.
You just gave her control of our company.
Hasn't been our company for a long time
that
now.
That is not true.
The only reason you ever wanted us to succeed is because you're obsessed with what everybody thinks about you.
You don't care what anyone thinks. You just do whatever you want to do. You're so selfish.
I'm selfish?
Yeah.
I've been taking care of you since the first day I walked into your broke-ass home.
So I'm just a charity case, huh? I wish you told me that so I didn't waste my life trying to get you to do things you're too scared to do.
This ain't about you supporting me. It's about you trying to prove that you're not a nobody.
I'd rather be a nobody than a bully.
I'm done with you weighing me down. This last 20 years has been a waste.
Mel looks at her partner, stung. Mia turns and walks off. Mel shakes her head, tears welling in her eyes. Mia lies in bed. Harry brings her a cup of tea. Mel brushes her teeth alone. She stares at Mia's empty bed. Mia talks to Kim, Jill, and the blonde friend over breakfast.
You guys were right. We never should have started the company to begin with.
Oh my God. The only reason that we were so bitchy about it is because we were so jealous of you.
It's true. I mean, so much of my diary is designated to feeling left out and jealous of you and Mel's friendship.
You got to hang out every day with your best friend. I mean, we get to hang out with our
families. Mel is having wine with the same group.
I mean, we get to hang out with our families, which is awesome, believe me. But sometimes you just want to be with your friends.
You two are going to work it out. You're like sisters. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Kim's right. I mean, I don't know anything about sisters, as I'm an only child. But it is beautiful, and you will work it out.
Thanks, ladies. I don't know.
Mel forces a thin smile. At a coffee house, Barrett swipes through apartment listings on his phone.
What are you doing?
Zillowing. I have to find more affordable housing, as I am currently unemployed.
Mia sits beside him. She sets a small black gift bag on the counter. He peers in.
It's a knockoff.
Clearly.
I'm sorry, Bear. We never should have fired you.
You know, I'm not mad that you fired me. I mean, I know that Claire gave you no choice. What I don't understand is why you never called me afterwards. This is the first time we're speaking. And I suspect it's only because you don't have Mel right now.
I can't do this. I gotta go.
Sit your ass down. I ain't done with you yet.
Mia slumps back on the stool.
Do you understand what Mel does for you?
I mean, she doesn't do that.
You have no idea. Every day, she comes into the store, she sets it up perfectly, so you can come in and be a whirling dervish of creativity. And then when it's all over, she cleans up after you, so you can come back in the next day and do it all over again. And I suspect it's the same at home.
I mean, she does put toothpaste on my toothbrush almost every day.
Mel enters the shop where Sid is working alone.
Hey, Sid. How are you? It's a pretty dress. Where's it from?
Oh, yeah, I found it on a chain link fence out in front of the school. Yeah.
It's been pretty dull without you. Both of you.
Sid. Me and I aren't gonna work together anymore.
Can I tell you something? I just know that you're so scared that you can't tell her anything. So you can't work anything out. That's how this whole mess started. Fuck. Come on, you guys gotta come back to work.
Sid holds up her phone.
You do, I mean, did you see this? I found this on the Get Some website. Clara Luna is introducing a new product at her launch party.
What? She ripped us off. That's one night stand.
You let someone just take your bestseller and your best friend?
Mel's face hardens with resolve. Outside, Mia walks and dials a number on her phone. Mel also walks outside. She answers her phone.
I was just about to call you.
Where are you? I need to tell you something.
I just left the store. Where are you?
Okay, I'm headed towards the store. I'll find you.
No. I have to tell you something, okay? I can't believe I brought that tiny...
No, what I have to tell you is way more important.
No, it's not more important than what I have to tell you.
I need to apologize. I was so blind to everything that you do. You were right. I was scared. I was unfair to you and...
They see each other down the street and run into each other's arms.
I'm so sorry I ever took you for granted.
I'm so sorry.
No, you were right. I need to change, and I'm gonna do better. I just don't ever want to disappoint you.
You're my family. You're my home.
They embrace tearfully.
I don't know what I would do without you. Girl, I didn't brush my teeth for 3 weeks.
I'm so sorry I ever believed anything she ever said.
I'm sorry I blew our chance.
We never had a chance. You were right. She gave one night stand to the Get Some guys.
Ooh. Nobody steals our ideas and gets away with it. You know what? We gonna break this bitch's back.
Mel smiles. Quick scenes as Mia and Barrett compound makeup and gloss in the workshop. A smartly attired Mia walks down the street. Mia and Barrett working with colorful powders and vials of glitter. Placing makeup into colorful boxes marked Mel and Mia. A woman shows Mia into an attractive office. Mia smiles at a woman behind a desk.
Thank you for seeing me.
Yes, Mia Page, how can I help you?
I have an offer for you. A sweet-ass offer that you won't want to refuse.
Pink makeup boxes are assembled and placed in white gift bags.
Let's move!
Outside a convention center at night, well-dressed people get out of limousines surrounded by spotlights and photographers. Inside, guests sip sparkling wine and a female DJ plays music. Greg and Ron stand near a Get Some display. Mia, Mel, Sid, and Barrett walk in, carrying gift bags.
Ladies and gentlemen, Queen of Cosmetic Chic, Claire Luna!
Claire struts out on stage.
Oh, you fabulous women! I just adore this event because this is when I get to introduce my debutants to the cosmetics world.
Greg and Ron smile and laugh.
These two are geniuses. And together, we have an incredible new product to launch that you ladies will lose your minds over. Are you ready to lose your mind?
The DJ surrenders her equipment to Barrett.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Mia and Mel!
Yes, ladies!
Mia and Mel walk up holding microphones.
More thrilled to be here and have the support of this strong woman right here. Thank you, Claire, for supporting all women.
Thank you, Claire.
They both hug a shocked Claire.
I'm hugging a little Mexican Barbie doll.
Like a bunch of celery.
Are those spanks?
Claire forces a smile. The crowd cheers. Greg and Ron look confused.
It's because of you, Claire, that we can stand here and have the chance to share with you all what we believe is the core of beauty.
Claire plays along.
Each other.
A presentation plays on two screens.
Friendship isn't just about the high points.
It's about the low points, too, and everything in between.
You really think you're gonna get away with this shit?
Mm-hmm. Mel and Mia nod. Claire stalks off stage. Jill Kim and the blonde friend on screen.
Get too drunk at baby showers. 100%. But at the end of the day, look at this skin. Look at this smile.
Look at these hearts.
Thank you so much.
I love you guys too.
The crowd not in agreement. Claire runs to Josh.
Do something!
Like what? They're already on the stage.
Sid grabs Claire's mic.
Let them finish.
Get rid of it.
Can I have that back?
Oh, come on. I've got butt plugs way bigger than you.
Claire lunges at Sid. They bump chests.
Yours are made of stone. Ow! You pumpkin spice turd! I'm gonna pull all this shit off. Josh, do fire!
What?
Sid throws Claire to the floor. The presentation continues. Bring you
happiness. That's my cue.
You're right, and I really needed to hear that.
The happiness is on the inside. We taught you that.
Mia right? And Mel's friends walk on stage.
It's the truth.
I mean, you're just such an incredible friend. And if I get hit by a bus...
Mel waves at their friends.
I just wanted you to know that he really was my best friend.
Claire lifts her head from the floor. On the screens, Ride or Die, BFF Kit. Claire rises to her feet, hair a mess.
Ladies, we have a new product for all you besties out there who've been brave enough to ride out the rough patches and get stronger on the other end.
This is Ride or Die, y'all!
A custom beauty kit that allows you and your best friend to pretty it up while you break it down.
Where my besties at, huh? We're the ones who stuck it out through all that.
Mia and Mel hand out kits to the audience.
Check it out. Look at that.
All right. Does this mean I'm still fire?
Hell yes.
Claire smooths her hair and marches off.
Good luck trying to find your purse without me. I left it where it usually is.
Claire walks up to Mia and Mel. She shoves a woman out of her way.
Okay. I forgive you. This is going to be great for Oviedo.
Oh, this is not for your company.
Baby, I own you.
Actually, you don't own us. You own Mia and Mel, the company.
You know, you were right. One night stand, it's old news now.
So we've started a new company with a new partner, and we're calling it Proud.
You're starting from scratch? And what are you going to do? You're going to go door to door and try to sell it with your Girl Scout cookies?
Not exactly.
A blonde woman walks up.
Hey.
Hello, Claire.
It's the woman Mia met earlier.
Oh, I see what's going on here. You're trying to steal my girls to get back at me?
No, I don't need to steal your girls, because you pushed them out. Just like you pushed me out.
Oh, my God, I've had enough of that drama. Go talk to my lawyer. Shoo!
Ugh, Claire, you're still the same. We were a great team, but you always had to be right at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't changed. Even your face looks like it hasn't smiled in 30 years.
Is that supposed to be an insult?
Well, yeah, to your soul. Not physically, you look great.
Claire turns back to Mia and Mel.
Obviously, I overestimated you two. You are nothing but a baby and a bully.
Now, you know what? No. Okay, we're smart, and we're strong, and we're best friends, and we love and respect each other. And you know what you are, Claire Luna? You're a lying, manipulative, conniving, backstabbing, bucktooth, Jessica Rabbit-looking motherfucker!
Oh, that is good. Well, and you surprised me with the whole teeth thing, because they are looking crazy. But go ahead, keep going.
You know what else you have? You have blue waffles. She has blue waffles. This bitch here.
No, I don't.
She does.
No.
And you are not fierce.
And now it's our time to celebrate.
Mel flips off Claire.
Now, who feels like
good? What do you think you're doing?
Feeling good.
Barrett cues up a song.
One, two, three, four.
Mia and Mel dancing together on stage.
It's a good job in the city.
Working for the man every night and day.
And I never lost 1 minute of sleep. Been worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheels keep on turning. Proud Barrett keep on burning. We're rolling on the river.
They're amazing.
Great. You get to watch me take their name and make $1 billion with it, and you'll get nothing.
I don't need anything. And technically, they still own 49% of Mia and Mel. So you'll have to pay them $490 million.
Realization dawns on Claire. Sid and Barrett dance in unison. Jill and Kim dance on stage.
Come on.
fade out. 1 year later, a sign hangs over a gleaming storefront. Proud beauty. Mel and Mia sit at a desk across from Barrett and Sid.
Ladies, I just got word from distribution that Proud will be sold internationally by the end of the year.
That's amazing.
Okay, okay, amazing. Okay, now let's see if you bitches been practicing. All right, Barrett, how do you say proud in French?
Fiery.
Spanish.
Orgullosa.
Gordi. That's Russian.
Spaghetti. Italian.
Girl, we're going to have to get you microchipped. Toodles.
Thank you, ladies. That's it for today.
Great. Thank you.
Barrett and Sid leave. Mel gives Mia a smile and stands up.
Do not.
What? Come on. Then just say it.
Are you going to do this every week for the next 20 years?
Oh, 20. We're stopping this after only 20 years?
Okay, fine. I'll say it if this is gonna make you stop. We did it.
What?
We did it.
What? Louder. I can't.
We did it.
Yes.
We did it. We what? Blew up. We blew up. Yes.
They embrace happily. Fade to black. Like a boss. Tiffany Haddish. Rose Byrne, Karan Soni, Jennifer Coolidge, Ari Grainer, Natasha Rothwell, Jessica St. Clair, Billy Porter, Jacob Lattimore, Jimmy O. Yang, Ryan Hansen, and Salma Hayek. Casting by Allison Jones, Ben Harris. Music by Christoph Beck. Costume designer Sakina Brown. Edited by Jay Doobie. Production designer Teresa Gulisarian. Director of photography Jess Shelton. Executive producers Tiffany Haddish, Nicholas Stern. Produced by Mark Evans, PGA. Produced by Peter Principato, PGA. Joel Zadek, Ite Reese. Story by Sam Pittman and Adam Cole Kelly and Danielle Sanchez Witzel. Screenplay by Sam Pittman and Adam Cole Kelly. Directed by Miguel Arteta. End credits continue.
We finna tear it up. Your side gon' be hurtin', you gon' bust the gut. Ooh, I'm a badass bitch. Yeah, I put my friends on, I really did that shit. Now get this money. We gon' do our thing. We gon' conquer the world, man. There's no stopping it, no stopping it.
VIP seats, sitting front row. I did my meet and greets, now I'm about to enjoy the show. Comedy club cracking, Tiffy on the go. All the homies laughing, rolling on the floor. I got my drink and got my blunt and all my niggas with me. Ain't gon' fake it, ain't gon' front, I'm all up in your city. Ice on my neck, long dress, sitting pretty. 100,000 in the Louis bag, ooey man. Tully back pocket just in case I gotta do him bad. But I'm on my positive, I'ma show you how to live. I'ma show you how to ball, chain with the dog ball. Game never snow, fall off the boss, take no losses.
Paramount Pictures Corporation did not receive any payment or other consideration or enter into any agreement for the depiction of tobacco products in this film. Copyright 2020, Paramount Pictures Corporation. All rights reserved. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Paramount, a Viacom CBS company.